Our reading today talks about shepherds, both in the gospel and our first reading. And in the context of the church, of course, shepherds are seen as leaders. But in the context of the shepherding that Jesus and God's command for us to be as shepherds aren't simply as leaders who walk in front, but who care for, who inspire, who feed, who protect, who guide, who join in with the flock. And as I thought about that, I was reminded of my time when I was in the Marine Corps right out of high school. For you know that I was in the Marine Corps, but right out of high school, I joined the Marine Corps. And one of the things I learned when I became a corporal, a non-commissioned officer, my mentor, so to speak, Gunnery Sergeant Garrison, sat down and talked to me about leadership, about what was expected of me, what he hoped I would be as a leader. And it reminded me as a Marine that leaders come from within. They don't come from without. They're always from within the unit. And they're called out of that unit to be leaders, to do all of those things, to be with their Marines. But to be with them as a leader, to know that they are called to do something more than everyone else. They are called, yes, to lead, but also to inspire, to work with, to call forth the very best from those they are in command of, those that they are called to lead. And you do that when you live with them in the integrity of the call to be who you are. So in the case of the Marine Corps, you live within the rules and the regulations, the commands, the history, the tradition of the service. And if you did that, then you would inspire your Marines to follow you, even into sometimes dangerous, life-threatening, and yes, bad situations. Because there would be a confidence that the leader would not abandon his flock, his Marines, but rather would be with them and do with them the things they were asked to do. Well, our first reading today, the prophet points out very clearly that the leaders, the shepherds of Israel, are falling down on the job. They aren't choosing to lead from within. Or as our Holy Father Francis said very early on in his pontificate, to smell like the sheep. And because they are not doing that, they are leading them astray. They are causing them to abandon hope and to go and do other things that aren't bringing them closer to God. And in our gospel today, Jesus reminds us once more of what it looks like to be a good shepherd. He is caring for those he has been given by his Father. He looks at the 12, he sees them exhausted. He sees them worn out, and he says, let me take you away where you can refresh yourselves. You can grow once more in the strength so you can continue to do what God has called you to do. That's the plan. But they get to the place of rest, and the plan completely falls apart because there's thousands of people there waiting. And Jesus changes the plan, and he continues to serve. He teaches them many things. And one of the greatest things I think that Jesus teaches us is what he teaches the 12 apostles is that he isn't the only shepherd. And the 12 are not called to be the only shepherds. In fact, they are called to pass on the faith, to allow others to shepherd, to allow others to go forth, to allow others to partake and work within the ministry that God calls us to share. Because oftentimes in our church, especially in the Catholic Church, we can fall into the trap of saying, who are the leaders of the church? Well, certainly our Holy Father, the bishops, the priests, the deacons, the religious sisters, maybe some special people within the parish. But Jesus looks at each one of us and says, I call forth from you the gifts to be a shepherd within my church. I call forth one of you who have been baptized the need to shepherd those around you. Because we know that as St. John Paul II taught, that each of our households, each of our families is a little church, a domestic church. And that the parents are called to be shepherds of that church, leading each other through their sacrament of marriage, but also leading their children closer to God by caring for them, protecting them, teaching them, feeding them, watching over them, leading them on the path of God's love. But it doesn't simply stop within our households, because when we go to work, we are called to shepherd those who we work with, those companions we work with. Now, that doesn't mean we have to go to the earth of the Bible and say, follow me. That would be silly, unless you work at St. Lucy's, right? And that's okay. But it is modeling the way God calls us to live our lives in front of those who you work with, who you play with, who you are with on a daily basis, showing them the compassion, the mercy, the love that God desires and calls forth from each of us. To be a shepherd isn't simply to walk in front of, but to walk within, to walk inside of the flock, to smell like the flock, but also to stand out from the flock as that symbol of virtue, that symbol of faith, that symbol of love. And yes, that goes down even to those friends we have. Those friends who come to us in joy and in play. And all those wonderful things that God gives us to celebrate. To be that shepherd that goes forth and leads others closer to God. By the way we act. By the way we play. By the way we treat those who we play with. In that joy of the gospel, knowing that we will always have a plan, I want to do this, but knowing Jesus, we are ready to change that plan when confronted with the need to love, the need to heal, the need to serve, the need to feed in compassion. That is our call as Christians. But we can't do that unless we know the true shepherd, unless we know the good shepherd, unless we know our Savior Jesus Christ deep within our hearts in those daily conversations of prayer, allowing him to take us into his arms to heal us, to bless us, to allow us to rest, and to stand in the truth of who Jesus is. That is our challenge, because the world tells us no, and we respond with the yes to God's love. The world says, don't bother with it, and we say, yes, let us bother in with God's love, God's mercy, God's compassion. And so as we celebrate and are fed by the Good Shepherd, are led by the Good Shepherd, are blessed by the Good Shepherd, let us remind ourselves that it isn't to hold on to, but to give away, to shepherd others closer to our Savior, our Lord, Jesus Christ, to call forth the blessings that God has given to us, to be shared, to be blessed, to be broken, so that others may be led to this place of worship, this place of hope. Others may be led to Jesus Christ.